Last Lord's Day morning, we were considering this portion of Scripture. And our subject was reflecting the glory of God. And Moses most certainly did reflect the glory of God when his face did shine after spending time with the Lord Jehovah in Mount Sinai. Last Sabbath morning, we considered, first of all, Moses in the Mount with God. Moses in the Mount with God. And so, for a second time, Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights in the Lord's presence there in Mount Sinai. We considered the call to Moses. As we noted there in the opening verses of the chapter 34, we read in verse 2, and the Lord said to Moses, "Be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount." So there was the call. He was called by God to go up the mount. He was told to be ready in the morning. And regarding this call, he had to prepare himself. And we emphasize the need when we go to meet with the Lord, spend time in His presence, we need to prepare ourselves spiritually. Be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Not only did was he called upon to prepare himself, he was called upon to present himself. Verse 2 again, "Be ready in the morning and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai and present thyself." So when we go to the Lord's house on the Sabbath day and spend time in God's presence, we ought to come to present ourselves to the Lord. To say to the Lord, "Lord, speak to me. I need to hear thy voice. Deal with my heart today. Show me, Lord, what thou would have me to do." Present ourselves. And then the Lord said that he was to go up into that mount. In verse 3, "No man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let your flocks nor herds feed before that mount." And so he was to precede himself. He was not to bring anyone with him. He was to leave the herds, the flocks and the herds behind, so that it would be Moses and God alone. We pointed out that when we come to meet with God, we, as it were, are to leave those things that usually occupy our minds and take up our time during the week. We're to leave them, as it were, at the foot of the mount. And be it in the Lord's presence and be alone with Him. As well as the call, we pointed out the company. When Moses was called by God to go up once again into Mount Sinai, he wasn't told how long he would be there. God simply called him up the mount. He didn't say, "I want you to be with me for 40 days and 40 nights." There's no mention of time. But we noted that when Moses was called, we read in verse 4 of the chapter 34, "Moses rose up early in the morning and went up onto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him." He rose up early in the morning. He was enthusiastic. He was eager to meet with the Lord. He was going to be in God's company. As we read in the verse 5, "And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there." So the Lord stood with Moses. And then we read in verse 28, "And he was there with the Lord." So the Lord was with Moses and Moses was with the Lord, emphasizing the company that Moses was in. We noted also the communion. There was Moses on Mount Sinai alone with God. No distractions, no disturbances, no duties to perform. Just alone with God. Indeed, it is evident that Moses was completely taken up with and consecrated, concentrated to what was taking place in the Mount with God. He was completely taken up with the Lord. Because we're told in the verse 28 that Moses did neither eat bread nor drink for those 40 days. So his mind was not upon the bread and the water to eat and drink. His mind, his heart, his soul, all of his attention was on the Lord. Completely taken up with God. So there we noted Moses in the Mount with God. That was our study last week. Today I want to look at Moses and his ministry for God. For after 40 days and nights on Mount Sinai with God, it was time for Moses to descend the mount and return to the camp of Israel. Now it could be impossible for anyone to spend that time in God's presence and remain the same. Surely no one could spend that length of time in the presence of God and be the same. And of course that's how it was with Moses. He was a different man. You look there in the verse 29. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him and Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. So there's Moses, and he spent that time with God, and there was a change in Moses, in that his face shone. Here we see, first of all, his countenance. Arthur Pink said, no soul can enjoy real fellowship with all glorious God without being affected thereby, and that to a marked degree. Let me read those words again. No soul can enjoy real fellowship with the all-glorious God without being affected thereby, and that to a marked degree. In other words, Arthur Pink is saying you can't spend time in fellowship with God and remain the same. There must be a change. And there was a change in Moses in that his face shone. Moses had not only been in the presence of God for 40 days and 40 nights, but he had seen something of the glory of God. Look at chapter 33. In verse 20, Moses has sought to see the face of God, and we read in verse 20, and he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft in the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. And so Moses saw something of the glory of God. And regarding his countenance, we see there then his seeking. He sought to see the glory of God. Moses had sought the face of God that he might see God's glory. Moses was not satisfied. When you think of it, Moses was not satisfied with being in God's presence. He wanted to see more of his God. This shows us what a truly spiritual man Moses was. Wanting to see more. Wanting to know more about God. His prayer had been, Lord, show me thy glory. He'd been in the Lord's presence, but he wanted to see more. He wanted to see God's glory. Oh, that we would seek the Lord in that same way. Ask the Lord to reveal to us more of himself. As we often sing those words, more about Jesus, let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. Yes, it is good to be saved. It's good to be a child of God. But that's not all that there is in being a Christian. Just being saved and that's it. Surely we want to go deeper. Surely we want to go further. Surely we want to go higher in our knowledge of God and in knowing him. Let it be our prayer, Lord, show me more of that, the glory of thy purity, the glory of thy power. Show me more of the glory of thy person. Lord, show me thy glory. That was his seeking. Then you have his shining. When Moses came down the mount after spending 40 days and 40 nights with God and seeing something of God's glory, we are told about the result of that. Verse 29, Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And so there you have Moses. He spent that time in God's presence, and as he came down the mount, his face shone. The word shone is a word that means it became radiant. So even as Moses was in conversation and communion with the Lord, his face was radiant. He enjoyed being in God's presence. And as we have already considered, no one can spend a prolonged time, period of time, in the Lord's presence and remain the same. You cannot remain the same. And when Moses saw something of God's glory, that was reflected in the face of Israel's leader. He was radiant. In other words, something of God's glory could be seen in the face of Moses. Would that not encourage us to pray and say, Lord, show me something more of Thee. Lead me into a deeper knowledge and experience, O Lord, of Thyself, that my face might shine with Thy glory. It's interesting for us to note that it was the desire of Moses, he prayed to that end, that he might see something of the Lord's glory. But you know something? Moses prayed. Moses prayed that something of God's glory would be seen in him. Turn, please, to Psalm 90. Psalm 90. And verse 17, here's the prayer of the psalmist. Verse 17, Psalm 90. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. That's a clear prayer. But look who wrote that psalm. There you have the title of the psalm. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. So we see it was the prayer of Moses that the beauty of the Lord would be seen in him. The beauty of the Lord would be seen in him. Would we not make that our prayer? That the beauty of Christ would be seen in us. That people would see in us something of the Lord. Something of His glory. That our faces, as it were, would be radiant with the beauty of Christ. That others might see Christ in us. So we have noted then the seeking and the shining, and then there was the sight of Moses. Aaron and the children of Israel saw the shining, radiant face of Moses, but Moses didn't know it. Moses didn't know that his face was radiant. So the people in the camp took notice of Moses, that he had been in God's presence. And they knew he had been there for 40 days and 40 nights. That's it. They took note that Moses has spent time with God. Does that not remind us of the words spoken with regard to Peter and John? Acts 4 verse 13. The people, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. It was seen in them. The people took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And when Moses came down the mount, the people took knowledge of him that he had been with God. He had been in God's presence. They could see it. Moses didn't have to say a word to tell the people where he had been for 40 days and 40 nights. They could see it. They could see it in his face. It was radiant. Have you ever been in the presence of a Christian like that? And they're just radiant. They're so full of the joy of the Lord. And it's nothing false or it's nothing put on. Genuine. What the people saw in Moses, that was genuine. And here is Moses and his face shone, and he didn't know it. When a person spends time with the Lord in His presence, others will know it. And when a person spends time there, his face will be radiant. And the person will not have to tell others. Person will not have to tell others, you know, I spent such and such time with the Lord last night. Not have to tell others. Others will know it. They will see it in your countenance. So we have seen the countenance of Moses. We next look at the concern regarding Moses. That is the concern on the part of Aaron and the children of Israel. If you look there at verse 30. Verse 30. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone. Look. And they were afraid to come nigh him. There you have the concern that had gripped the heart of Aaron and the others. They were afraid to come near Moses. Because of the shining face of Moses, the people felt uncomfortable in his presence. This was something the like of which they had never seen before. And what they saw in Moses was something they themselves had never experienced before. You never read of the face of Aaron shining as Moses did. And they were afraid. But we would hardly then expect Aaron and the people who had made and worshipped a golden calf, you would hardly expect them to know anything about having a countenance that reflects the glory of God. That wouldn't happen. Aaron had led the people in making the golden calf and pronounced the day that they worshipped that calf as a day unto the Lord. What blasphemy. And they worshipped that calf and praised that calf as the God that had brought them out of Egypt. You would hardly expect anyone like that to know anything about the glory of God or about reflecting the glory of God. They were afraid. They were uncomfortable being in the presence of Moses. And because of their lack of spirituality and there's little mention ever of Aaron spending time in the Lord's presence. They felt uncomfortable in the presence of such a holy man of God, who had just been 40 days and 40 nights in the Lord's presence. And I'll tell you, the carnal, fleshly, worldly Christian will feel uncomfortable in the presence of that believer who has spent much time with God. They'll feel uncomfortable in that person's presence. they will know. They will know that that person is on a higher spiritual plane than they. And they know more about the things of God than they do. And they'll feel uncomfortable being in the presence of such a holy individual. That's how it was with Moses. Aaron and the children of Israel were uncomfortable in the presence of Moses. Being in the presence of Moses, the man of God, would have made them feel their own fleshliness and their own sinfulness. This fear of Moses brings us back to the Garden of Eden, where our first parents sinned. When they sinned, they heard the Lord, the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. Nothing was said. But Moses, or Adam and Eve, went and hid themselves. Because being in the presence of a holy God, they recognized their own sin. Nothing was said, just being in God's presence had made them feel uncomfortable. So much so that they went and sought to hide themselves from the face of God. And here we have Aaron and the children of Israel, and where are they? They're in the presence of Moses. They'd been in the presence of God, and they felt uncomfortable. Because they knew nothing of what Moses had experienced. We have his countenance, we have the concern. Now we have his communication. Moses called for the people to come unto him. And then he communicated all that the Lord had given to him while he was in the mount for those 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 31. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him. And Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them. What did he give them? He gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. There you have the communication. In other words, Moses communicated to the people all that God had given to him. And what God had given to Moses, Moses gave to the people. So the Lord had given him the commandments to give to the people. Indeed, the word commandment there is a word that may be rendered the word. Of course, the commandments are the word of God. But we can read that, the commandments, the word. So Moses, the man of God, gave the people the word. He gave the people the word of God. And so in doing so, in Moses giving to the people the word of God, the Ten Commandments, I notice Moses was forthright in his communication. Holding in his hands the Ten Commandments written on the tables of stone, verse 32 again says that Moses gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Notice the wording. He gave them in commandment. So what Moses gave to the people wasn't something that they could merely accept or reject. This wasn't something that they could take or leave. We read, he gave them in commandment. Yes, he gave them the commandments. But how did he deliver those commandments to them? He gave them in commandment. In other words, Moses was telling the children of Israel, this is what God says you must do. You must abide by these commandments. He gave them in commandment. He was forthright. He was telling the people, this is what God commands you to do. And how Moses needed to emphasize that after the last 40 days and 40 nights he was in the mount and came down, and there they were. They'd broken God's commandments, worshipping a golden calf. Moses, this time, we're told, he gave them in commandment. He emphasized the fact, this is what God commands you to do. You're to do it. You can't pick and choose. They were not to look upon God's commandments as something that they really didn't have to obey. How many look upon God's word and treat God's word in that way? You know, when you may sit down to a meal in a restaurant, and the meal's brought, and it's set down before you, and you look over it, and there's some vegetables there, there's some things on the plate you don't like, and you move it over to the side of the plate. Say, I don't like that. I'm not going to eat that. Well, some people treat God's word that way. I tell you. The preacher is forthright in declaring the truth. And there's somebody there who says, I don't like that. I'll give you an example. First-hand experience. I wasn't long the minister in Newton Abbey. We didn't have our new building erected at that time. We were meeting in an orange hall. And I remember a gentleman started to attend. Of course, you're encouraged when new people start to attend. And he attended for about a month. And then one Lord's Day, I preached on the matter of tithing. I didn't preach on it because he was there. It was just in the course of the study of the Word. Preached on tithing. Service was over, and I went to the door, as we always do, to shake hands with folk going out. And this gentleman who had been attending the church for a month told me at the door, he says, I'll not be back. I don't believe what you said this morning. I don't believe in tithing. And he never did come back. He didn't believe God's word. He didn't like it. So what did he do? He pushed it to the one side. And that's the point that Moses was making here. He gave them in commandment. He was commanding the people. This is God's word. You are to obey it. All of it. All 10 commandments. And this is God's word that we have here. And we cannot pick and choose. And say to ourselves, I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't like the other. We're to obey God's word. Whatever it says. The Savior challenged those who listened to his message. And he said, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. That particular gentleman that walked out that day said he'd never be back. He was given the truth, but he didn't believe it. The Lord says, because I tell you the truth, I tell you the truth. You believe me not. Well, Moses was forthright. He gave them in commandment. He commanded them. As though he was saying, I have in my hand the Ten Commandments, and I'm commanding you, you're to obey the commandments. Not only was he forthright, he was faithful. You would, of course, expect that from a man like Moses. He gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Notice that little word? Just three letters. He gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. All. He was faithful. He didn't leave anything out. He was faithful in declaring to the people all that God had given to him to give to the people. That's what God calls for. He calls for all of his word to be declared. Preach the word, Timothy. He didn't say to Timothy, preach some of the word. He said, preach the word, all of it. The instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, doesn't matter if people like it or not. In season, out of season, preach the word. You recall in Acts 20 when Paul was saying farewell to the elders of the church at Ephesus. He was reflecting the time he had spent with them, over 3 years ministering to them. He was going over that time he had spent with them and ministered to them. You remember what he said? He said, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Acts 20 and 27. I have not shunned. I have not backed away. I have not been afraid. I have not been timid. I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. That's the way it should be. And so Moses was faithful, just as Paul was faithful. You notice again in the verse 34, and when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out, and he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. So there Moses has gone into the tabernacle. That's where the tabernacle was. He's gone into the tabernacle to meet with God. He goes in to meet with God, and he comes out, and he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. He was a faithful minister of God's word. He gave to the people what God had given to him, what he was commanded. And so there we have seen that he was faithful to God and he was faithful to the people. You can't get better than that. In our study we have considered Moses in the mount with God, Moses and his ministry for God. We close this morning with Moses and his meetings. Plural. Moses and his meetings with God. We know that Moses had spent on two occasions 40 days and 40 nights in the Lord's presence. And there On that second occasion, he had seen something of God's glory and was reflected in the skin on his face. He was radiant. And as well as being in the mount with God 40 days and 40 nights, we see here that Moses was often in the Lord's presence, not just the 40 days and the 40 nights. We've just made reference there to that fact. Verse 34. And when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him into the tabernacle. Look at the verse 35 at the end of the verse. Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. And so we find that Moses went in to speak with the Lord on a regular basis. Before it had been on the mount. But he went into the tabernacle to speak with God. And he did so on a regular basis. There you have his repeated meetings with God. They were repeated. His repeated meetings with God. When Moses was Israel's leader, he quit a task leading 2 million Israelites through the wilderness, keeping them under control, ministering to them, leading them. Moses, in other words, felt the need. He felt the need to be in the Lord's presence, seeking guidance from him. That's why Moses was often in the Lord's presence. He was not resting on the arm of flesh or his own wisdom to lead the children of Israel. He needed to go into the Lord's presence often. And we read of Moses going again and again and again and again into the Lord's presence, seeking God's face. How we need to follow the example set for us by Moses. We've all got many things to do in the week. We need the Lord's help. We need the Lord to guide us. We need the Lord to show us the way. We need the Lord to teach us. You remember what the Lord told his disciples there in Luke 18? Men ought always to pray. And not to faint. Not to give up or not to cave in. And again, Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And so, we are to give much time to seeking the face of God. We need the Lord's help. We need the Lord to guide us. We need the Lord to show us the way. And Moses went in again and again and again into the Lord's presence. He was used being in God's presence. That's a good testimony to have. His repeated meetings. We notice his rewarding meetings. Rewarding, of course, being in God's presence. Being in God's presence, that in itself is rewarding. As we've already pointed out, you can't spend time in God's presence and remain the same. There'll be a change. But notice each time that Moses went in to meet with God, he came out with a message for the people. There in verse 32, and afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in the Mount Sinai. He'd been with God's presence, he'd been with the Lord, and all the Lord gave him, he then gave to the people. And then we look at verse 34. And when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. So every time Moses went in and spent time with God, he came out with a word from the Lord for the people. That's the way it should be. Where does the preacher get his word? He gets it when he's with the Lord. It's not something he just pulls out of the air, as it were. It's not something he looks up in a book, gets an outline. No, he must get his word from God. And every time Moses was in the presence of the Lord, he came out, he had a word for the people. Every time he came out, he had a word for the people. And as he came out, he could say to those people, I have a word from God for you. As I say, that's the way it should be. I have a word from God for you. So we have learned something more about this man Moses. Moses, the man of God. Pray the Lord will bless the word to our hearts today. That the Lord will make us men and women of prayer as Moses was. He spent much time with God in his presence. And when he came out, his face was radiant. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Let's bow in prayer. O loving God, we bow humbly in thy presence once again. Lord, we thank thee for this man Moses. What a man of God he was. What a man of prayer he was. What a faithful servant of Jehovah he was. O Lord, in these matters may we follow in the footsteps of Moses. Better still, that we follow in the footsteps of Christ our Savior. Lord, be with us as we gather around the table. And for those, Lord, who must leave, may thy good hand be upon them. Keep everyone safe and well throughout this week. In our dear Saviour's name we pray. Amen.